Speaking of the 60s, dive into that whole decade at the Barrymore Theater tonight for free. The one and only Stu Levitan. And Stu, it says on here, you've been a mainstay of Madison Media and Government since 1975.
Time passes slowly when you're looking.
Stu Levitan, resident Bob Dylan expert.
Aficionado.
Yeah. Radio man. Almost, your beard, you don't have the beard like you did for a while?
No, it went past rabbi into hobo, so we cut it down for the author photo, try to make it look nice.
He said it, not me. But Stu Levitan is here, and his passion, writing books, at least one of them, and the latest book, Madison in the 60s.
Well, let me hold it up for the folks.
Yeah, there you go. He's holding it up so you can all see. How long did it take you to write this one?
It was about a year and a half research, about a year to write, and 6 months for the editing process and the back and forth before... You know, it went on to the press, and now it's a book.
And we're having a big party at the Barrymore tonight. Is it more of a lecture? What's happening, really?
You know, it's going to be a slideshow with commentary. First of all, very important, we're going to have free pizza and popcorn. So let's get that on the table right now. Our friends, Brian Glassel, our friends at Glass Nickel, are providing us with some pizza. So we'll have some pizza, some popcorn, some sheet cake. Mayor Soglin will make some comments. Then I'll give a short talk. A slideshow with commentary as opposed to a more formal reading. We'll show slides of some of the big political protests. We'll show all the slides of Paul Soglin getting arrested. Paul Soglin getting pulled out of his Triumph convertible at the Mifflin Block Party riot, about to get beaten at Dow, being arrested at twice at Mifflin, being arrested at the bus lane protest. And we'll show some other slides, too. We'll talk about some of the amazing people who've gone to the University of Wisconsin, a little bit about the great music we've seen over the last, during that decade. And, you know, we did not have the Rolling Stones come in the 1960s, and we did not have the Beatles, but we had just about everybody else come through Madison. Let me just tell you about 1964,
sure.
One year in particular.
Okay.
9 members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Madison, in alphabetical order. Louis Armstrong, the Beach Boys, Johnny Cash, Bo Diddley, Bob Dylan, Gene Pitney, Roy Orbison, Jimmy Reed, the Four Seasons, and the Ventures.
Wow.
That's all in one year.
That is amazing.
I mean, you could program a whole radio station just with those cats.
Exactly. So tackling this, when you first decided, you know, I'm going to do this, it's set, you know, you always say Madison, the 60s, what a turbulent time. Yeah. Where did you start? Like, how did you?
I started with the newspapers of January 1960. I went back to the beginning and I read every day's newspaper for all 3 daily newspapers. That's the State Journal, the Capital Times, and the Daily Cardinal, in order throughout the decade. I just went to the library for a year or 9 months and read every newspaper. Then I went to the archives and read oral histories and private correspondence and reports and so on. And then once I saw what it all meant, then I started to write.
Wow.
And it's set by year. That started at 1960, 61.
Because that's the only way to really understand it is to see things that line up, you know, especially people on campus were focused so much on what was happening on campus, they didn't pay any attention to urban renewal or the civil rights movement off campus or politics or the public schools. So the way to trace things and understand what's happening, I mean, people live their lives chronologically. That's the way I wrote the history.
Is there anything that surprised you, I guess, when you came in that you thought you knew and you didn't really know? Or
I didn't appreciate how good a mayor Henry Reynolds was. Henry Reynolds was the mayor from 1961 to 64. He built the causeway. He killed Monona Terrace, which is, whether or not you think it's a good idea or not, he campaigned on doing these things and he did them. So from his perspective of an agenda fulfilled, he was a good mayor. I had forgotten how chaotic the times were. I mean, you know, you look at these pictures of 350 people blocking the hallway in Bascom, or 250 people blocking the hall in Commerce Building, or 1,000 people in the streets blocking these buses, or firebombs on. I mean, people were bombing things, they were blowing things up, they were smashing windows. It was not a good time. And if the things that happened then all of a sudden happened again today, people would totally freak out.
A lot of people did freak out. I know my boyfriend, his family lived in Monona. They moved to Wausau.
There's a point where Elroy Hirsch, as the new athletic director, says he can't get good recruits to come to Madison in 68, 69 because their families won't let them.
Wow.
And, you know, everyone thinks, oh, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It was a great time. Well, the sex, drugs, rock and roll was pretty good. But the politics were really very disagreeable, and I'm
glad that's all changed today.
Well, you know the extent of racial antagonism in the city. I mean, there were regular fights between whites and blacks, just fist fights, just racial incidents, just and it went on weekly. Wow. There were teen dances at Wisdom on the East Side that finally got shut down because there were so many racial fights spilling out. Onto Atwood Avenue and Monona Drive. But then again, we did have sex, drugs, rock and roll, so it all kind of balances out.
It's all happening at the Barrymore Theater tonight, and it's free.
Yeah, that's the best part. Yeah.
And there's popcorn and pizza.
I just did remember one. Yes. One Beatles connection. Ravi Shankar played the Great Hall in 1964, 2 years before George Harrison ever heard of him. So that's how hip the programmers at the Wisconsin Union were. They brought Ravi Shankar in before George Harrison ever heard of him.
There's a lot
of great music that happened, and it's all in the book.
Absolutely, and it's all happening at the Barrymore tonight. Free. Doors open at 6. The program begins at 7. Beer. Free beer? Can we throw that in?
We got the free popcorn and the free pizza and the free cheese.
I just thought maybe.
My risk manager said we can't really be giving everybody free beer.
But it is available for purchase.
It is. And remember, it is a 60s party, so who knows what could be in the beer when you get there.
Exactly. Stu Levitan, thank you so
much.
Wait a minute.
Thanks, kids.
Those famous brownies, are they going to be there?
We'll have some brownies.
The sound of Madison.